Welcome to the Work Life Show, where we learn how to enjoy work and have fun doing it. In today's episode, we're going to talk about working motivated to work harder. And that's kind of sort of the topic we're going to talk a little bit about. One of the things I want to start off talking about is one of the ways you could do that is you can work your passion. When you work your passion, you will find an abundance of energy to do what you're doing. It makes it a lot less stressful and less where you got to really try to motivate yourself. So it comes a little more natural. To have a passion in what you're doing. You're more interested. When you work your passion, you have a certain stamina and strength to continue in it. The pitfalls aren't as hard. You can work through them better. You're not as negative as well. You don't tend to lean towards negativity as much because you have a passion about the whole concept. With that said, it's true that many of us are not in a situation where we're working our passion. So with me, and even with the Work Life Show, my passion is to help me, others, find passion where we're at, and enable ourselves to find joy in the process. So one of the other things I heard is the way to do it, bringing me to my second point, is to rent yourself out as if you're a character in a movie. And when you use that concept a little bit, it is a temporary thing because the passion isn't always there, but you can begin to convince yourself that, you know, you're playing a role, so you want to play the role well, you want to play the part well, and so you play along and you play the part as if you're the star in the movie. You can do that. The third thing I wanted to move into, if you're doing that, is you need a why. Increase your why. Think about your why. What's the reason? When you're not working your passion, you're in a situation, you want to get to a better place. Think of it as, yeah, this might be temporary. I'm doing this for now. It's a step to the next thing. So what's the outcome when you're in that stuck situation, a dead-end job, whatever it is, you know it's yours, is what is the outcome? Well, hopefully the outcome is you're going to do that so well that you're going to learn skills, you're going to learn more about yourself, you're going to learn how to master that situation for the time being, so that when you go on to the next thing, you bring those skills and qualities with you. Instead of it being the opposite of that, of going to the next thing and you bring all the baggage with you to the next thing, because then you're just transferring places from one to the next and you really haven't changed. You know, I used to say, I've said it before, you know, you water the grass in your own yard. When you get the next place, you're going to water the grass there too, and it is going to be greener. You know, a lot of times the grass isn't green in our own world because we're not watering it, so we don't have green grass. And we start looking for green grass. Well, look at his green grass over there. So the idea is to apply yourself and learn how to have passion for yourself and where you're at, because you are moving forward, even though it doesn't feel good at the time. What do you think you can do to help you in the situation you're in to begin to have that be more passionate? And have passion where you are. So think about the next thing. How will you do it now so that when you're into the next thing, you will do it well, and you'll do really well for the next thing? The fourth thing I want to talk about is to set yourself up to win. Start working on yourself in the process. I'm going to pause for a minute. Really find some time with yourself to think about where you want to be. so that you have goals to where you're going to go. And I'm going to end up here, you know, and see yourself being there, feel it, and know that you can do it. Think ahead and believe that that is for you. It's for all of us. So find your passion. Think about yourself living your passion, working your passion in the future, and believe that you can get there and you can do it. So set yourself up. This was my fourth point. Set yourself up, to win. And in doing that, it takes some reprogramming in your brain sometimes. Is that just thinking different? And our next episode we're going to work on, we're going to get a little dive in a little more deeper on some things we can do with that. But think about that. Setting myself up to win now. The little things. For me, it's like getting up a little earlier, preparing for the morning that's coming. I'm going to get my stuff out ready so that when I wake up, there's more of a sense of being ready. And that's a way of preparing yourself, your mindset. You know, tomorrow, how am I going to think? And making quick decisions to just go for it. Dive in, do it. I call them just snap action. You know, I snap my finger, take action. Because if I spend too much time thinking about it, my brain will talk me out of it and I won't take those actions I need to make all these steps. That's what I mean by preparing yourself, setting yourself up to win. Because if you, like I've been a procrastinator for so many years, have great ideas, but those great ideas, those ideas mean nothing if I don't take action and move forward in them. So in fact, this podcast is a part of that taking action for me, something I thought about for years, all the things I'm doing now I thought about for years, and now I'm taking little micro actions to get to the ultimate goal of where I want to be. And the other thing too is health and setting myself up to win. You know, I weighed 298 pounds. Now I'm at 170. That took micro actions, eating different. I feel better now. I have more energy and my brain fires better. So whether it was healthy eating or it is training my brain, listening to good things that teach me how to make better decisions. And that's another important way to set yourself up to win. It's, you know, I mean, sometimes it is really coffee for me. I just have to get a cup of coffee to get things firing. You know, I like bulletproof coffee. That's something I used to use. Things like that, whatever works healthy wise is important. Healthy brain. And that was making good decisions, you know, teaching myself to make good decisions, like taking back control of my thought process instead of letting it fall back to the habits, which is when my brain talks me out of doing things. With that goes into my fifth point. Well, maybe it is all the same point, but it's retrain your brain. By retraining my brain, I've watched some different things. I watched a really cool thing. And it was from Mel Robbins. She did a TED Talk and she stumbled on the 5-second rule when she was going through a tough time in her life. And what it was 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lift, launch, you know. And what it did is it helped her gain the decision part of her thinking and it helped her take action. And that began small steps that moved so far forward. And I would look that up on YouTube, the 5-second rule, and watch some of her videos. That's a good way to retrain your brain. Find things that can help you think differently. Because if you think like everybody, we already know what that's going to get you. It's going to get you the same result. You know, it's like going and turning on the switch, the light bulb's blown, but you keep doing it anyways. That's kind of what everybody's doing. They just keep doing that over and over. So you have to retrain, which means you need new information to begin to think differently, to think better about yourself. Dealing with self-doubt realizing you can do more. You are a powerhouse. We all are. We could do amazing things. I would watch that 5-second rule stuff on YouTube. It's really helpful. So decide, act, commit, succeed, repeat. Decide, act, commit, succeed, repeat. Little things over and over and over can retrain your brain and begin to make those steps forward. Really important for a lot of successful people, do that first thing in the morning. You could even do a challenge that I'm going to challenge myself to take 10 minutes for the next 10 days. And I'm going to do minus snap action. I might snap my fingers. And it's just a, whoa, whoa, take control. Wait a minute, I'm going to go. And then I just jump in and do it. It's like, oh, you know, I got that trash to take out. It's almost full. And then I don't do it. And then I procrastinate. And then I come in the next day and it's overflowing. You know, it just, if I just snapped and did it, it doesn't take long to take little things, whatever it is. Everybody's different. Everybody has their little hangups of things that repetitively happen in a habitual way are there because it's just a natural thing, like riding a bike. So you have to actually snap and go. So take that, watch that, decide, act, commit, succeed, repeat. Pay close attention to the details, the small steps. I challenge you, take 10 days of doing that. You know, if it's something you want to change, just, you could do the 5-4-3-2-1. You could do snap and go and see how it works. That's what I'm doing. Snap and go is fast enough for me where I'm like, if I'm contemplating going and doing something, it's just snap and go. And it's usually the right thing. Unless it's a bad thing, I won't snap and go. Those aren't the ones we want to do. So make those decisions. The most important decision is to get what you want. What do you want? You know, that's the kind of steps I'm talking about moving forward to, which still takes us back to you need to know what you want. So there takes some reprogramming, some brain training, and really learning what I want. And moving forward in that way. You know, everything comes down to a decision pretty much all the time. The sixth thing I was thinking about talking about is planning. Again, making quick decisions to get you to succeed. Action steps. You know, don't get stuck. Set some goals. Think a lot about where you want to be. Do you want to be where you're at today in a year, 2 years, or 5 years? Think about it. Take some time. Think about how you would feel when you've got that picture in your mind of where you want to be. Think about how you would feel being there, whatever it is, that new job or your own business. Your bills are all paid. You're able to give to others. You're just in that place. You can see it. Feel it. It's real. You can help family. You got enough money where all your debts paid and you can help people out. You can have empathy and help others. You can help others get there because you've learned how to get there. Finally, excuse me. Finally, committing to it. Like the 10 day challenge I was talking about. Snap, go. When you find yourself contemplating taking action, just snap, go, or use Mel's method 5-4-3-2-1. Committing to it, steps that create commitment to the ultimate goal. Like, is it what I was talking about earlier, preparing for the next day? Is it something you need to listen to help you get motivated? Whatever it is, retrain your brain. Those kind of things. You may need to, for me, I gotta get my clothes out, I'm gonna pack my lunch, then in the morning I'm not running late and rushing and I'm not creating that stress. It's a small little thing to begin to prepare me. Those kind of little things. I've made a list that I'm gonna start using Snap Go towards. I got this light bulb out in my car that I keep procrastinating and not taking care of. So I put it on my list. So I'm not in a position where I could do that right this minute, but it's going to come to my thought process when I can. And I'm, instead of me procrastinating, I'm going to use the Snap Go. I'll let you know how that goes. So just preparing myself to succeed. So another thing you can watch, I watched was really good, that Mel had on YouTube. It was Motivation is Garbage. And that had a lot of good stuff in it. And one of the things she talked about in that is you're one decision away from a totally different life. You'll never feel like making the right decision. So you don't go by your feelings. You can't do what you're going to do, all the things we've talked about, and wait to do it when you'll feel like doing it. That's where the Snap Go comes in, so that you could just go. So I hope that's helpful. Make quick, good, tiny decisions and move forward and challenge yourself for 10 days. Make a list. Begin to snap quickly. 5-second rule on those, whatever you choose to do, and see where that can take you. So motivation is never there when you need it, but you can control your thoughts and you can just instantly begin to reposition in your mind, take control of those thoughts and move forward. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next episode. So be sure to join me. My name is Chris Barker, and thank you for joining me for the Work Life Show. And have a great day. And remember, what you focus on expands, what you focus on grows, and what you focus on, you get more of. Have a great day. Thanks, and bye. Again, Chris Barker here. Please, if you could, support the show. Go to anchor.com, Work Life Show, and click the donate button on my site there. Much appreciated, and have a great day.